interview Dundalk manager Stephen Kenny. Stephen, you must be absolutely thrilled.
Yeah, it was a terrific victory tonight. You know, I thought the players applied themselves brilliantly and created a lot of chances tonight. And, you know, Sligo goalkeeper Gary Rogers had an exceptional game, and I suppose that speaks for itself. Because they're a formidable team, Sligo. You know, the FAI Cup holders, league champions the previous year, so they are a strong team, but we certainly were worthy winners. There's no question about that today, and it was a brilliant victory.
You could have been 1-0 up within the first couple of minutes. I mean, you were all over them, and at the end, Darrell Horgan had a couple of chances, but he put his goal away when it came. He put it away very well. It was a great start for you.
Fantastic start. And, you know, great start to the second half. Curtis Bourne getting like a goal.
That was
really
a huge incentive for you.
And, you know, we kept going, and I think it was an important victory, you know. I think huge, big 9 points for us, so we're delighted.
The second goal, yeah, and then the third goal, Pat Hoban's goal, again, that kind of eased the pressure off you considerably, and that came in 65 minutes.
Yeah, I think with that many chances on the night, we thought, even at 1-0, you're thinking, my God, we've missed so many chances, this could come back and haunt us, you know, because as it can. But we were utterly dominant, yeah. And then we took them two chances and could have got more, but it was a terrific win.
But the fitness levels of that Dundalk team, I haven't seen the Dundalk team like it in all the years I've been watching Dundalk. They go to the end.
Well, they all have a good attitude, they're all quite dedicated, but it's their technical ability that is differentiating themselves at the minute. You know, they're showing tremendous skill levels right throughout the team. You know, and I think you know, they're willing to take risks from all over the park, which is maybe not great for the heart when you're watching it. We have to do that in pursuit of getting better. You know, we want to improve all the time. We have to try and we are improving, I feel.
I was talking to some veteran supporters tonight here in the Jim McLaughlin era 40 years ago. They said that Dundalk team tonight, battle.
Well, it's very, very complimentary and very flattering. I think it is always difficult to compare teams from different eras. But they were great teams and they won things, so we have to back that up now and keep it going now between now and the end of the season.
As you said, you have a backlog of games coming up. It seems to be 3 games a week. It's so hard for you to maintain that. Pat Hoban, I believe, is possibly just going to be some surgery done there in early June. Like, he could be out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he has a wee meniscus issue and around the cartilage, so we'll see. We'll make a decision on that over the next week or two.
John mentioned, what's the story with him? Is he okay, or will he be out for a couple of weeks? Is that an assessment? You'll have to assess that too.
It's quite possible he could be back for next Friday's game against Bohemians. He just has a groin strain, and so it's quite possible he didn't sort of straight line run tonight, so he could be back next week.
You have a tough job too, to keep your team, they're playing so well at the moment. It's your job to make sure that they keep their feet on the ground and know that nothing is won yet until the end of the season.
Yeah, we've not got the biggest squad. We did actually more numbers last year. We have, with Stephen O'Donnell out, you know, we've 17 outfield players and 2 keepers. So, but everyone, I'll be confident putting any of them in the team. You know, they're all good enough to play every week. So that's a good position to be in.
But you must personally find this even be thrilled with the way things are going.
Yeah, I think we can't you know, we can't get carried away. I think, you know, it's over the third of the way into the season. We've got to continue to be consistent. But we're flying at the minute, and we want to keep this going for as long as we can, because when you're in good form like that, that's it. You have to make it count, and we are doing that at the moment. It's magnificent to watch, even from the sideline, some of the way the players are playing, and we want to try and continue that if we can.
Thanks very much.